when you meet me as a person, you know, I'm Sheila Majid, the person, and I'm actually somebody very low profile. Maybe that's why people are still interested, because they don't really get to see me much out there. I don't know. What do you think? Hi everyone.
Hi
Kak Sheila. Hi.
Good evening, Kak Sheila. I want
to say happy birthday, John.
Oh, thank you. Oh my goodness, I gotta record this. Thank you so much.
What, you want me to say it again?
Yes, please do it again. And mention the number too. Mention the number too.
What? Is it the big five?
Yes.
Oh my, fabulous at 50.
Yes.
Okay, I'll do this again. Record now.
Okay.
Okay. Happy birthday, John. Fabulous at 50. You're going to have a great year of it.
Yeah. Thank you. I hope I will channel the glam and the fabulousness of Sheila Majid going forward.
Well, you should see me what I look like at home. Hardly glam. You guys only see me on stage. That's why la.
So happy to have you here. You know, we have a lot of challenges this morning. Of course, the room somehow glitches, and the link that I shared with you that you could, normally would just click and come in, didn't work. So and thank you all. We're so happy that you are here for us. Oh my goodness, we're so touched.
Well, I'm glad to be here. After all, you know, it's like your third anniversary. You got everyone together for 3 years. That's no small feat, okay?
Yeah, thanks, John.
No, and I'm very touched that everyone got in. I mean, everyone's in this clubhouse, Planet Sheila Majid. You are brought together because of the music, you know, because of my music. And I'm very, very, how shall I say it? The word in Malay is terharu. I'm very moved by that, you know. Looking at all the names here today. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah.
Wow. You all, we are so lucky. I mean, we're so lucky to have each other. Let's just say that.
Well, mutually. Great minds think alike.
True that. True but that.
All of you are alike in the way of your thinking. And, you know, birds of a feather flock together.
I have an idea. We usually ask you a question, right, Kashila? Now, yeah. I'm going to flip that around, and whoever you want to ask question to, what question you want to ask the fans, you just ask. Like anything you're curious to know.
Why don't I just ask a general question?
Okay.
Kak Sheila, don't say, korang tak boring ke dengan lagu-lagu? Ay, we are not going to answer that.
Okay, I promise. But, excuse me. Sometimes it makes me wonder, like, what is it, you know, on an artist punya point of view, what is it that keeps the fans, macam the fans still interested? You know, this is something that I would like to hear on the fans punya point of view, simply because, like, you know, that's the, you know, the ingredient of longevity. You know, so because things like this, when I do interviews, I can always impart it, you know, to like other artists. Like, what is it that the fans actually look out for, and what is it that they don't like about artists? You know, for example, yeah, this is just from my point of view. I always find that, for example, it's better if you do not know the artists that you like, though. Because I have come across a few that I really like, and then when I got to know them personally, I got disillusioned with their character, you know, with their way style. Yeah. So I find that sometimes, you know, when I like a singer, an actor, I just like to leave it where I just have a perception of them. And I don't really want to get to know them better, because I'm takut I get disappointed. Because I have many.
Yeah.
I don't need names, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You told me a few times, right? You said, I hope I don't disappoint something.
Yeah, you see, the thing is, macam like right now with you guys, some of you have become really close to me, and I'm happy with the fact that when you have become close to me, we get closer. You know? Kan? But itulah, I just want to hear on macam as a fan, your point of view on what is it that you actually macam I mean, kalau maybe the music lah kan. What else?
Of course, the music.
May I
Gina.
Say something? Yeah,
okay, Gina, go. Yeah. Gina's in the taxi.
I'm in a taxi.
Oh, you're in a taxi?
She just flew back from
Perth
to KL.
Welcome home. Now where did you go?
Oh, nak terputus pula. Gina, are you still there? Oh, there you go. Okay, she's back.
Yes. Okay.
So basically, I think you keep it fresh. You are not like in hiding. People still remember you, and you engage with the fans. The fact that you have been doing this for the past almost 40 years, and you are still humble, and you communicate with your fans. You engage with them, and your music is so classic. Anyway, you know, the music is just phenomenal. The production of your albums, your concerts, it's phenomenal. And to say that we want more, yes, we do. So we hope that you live a good, healthy, long life. Not that we want you to nyanyi sampai ke tua, but we want you to enjoy doing it as, you know, as well, as much as we enjoy, you know, listening to your songs. And we know we've listened to your songs since we were kids. And we are all almost 50. Well, John is already 50. I'm almost 50.
I know. That's
what
I say. My fans are all like 50 years old and above.
Hey, that's when we have the spending budget too.
Oh my goodness, yes. That's what a lot of artists want, where you guys have the spending power to buy ticket to our concert. Yeah. Well, thanks Gina, you know, thank you so much. Basically, you know, I am thankful that you appreciate my music, but if you want to know, I am actually someone very, very private tau. I hardly go out. I mean, I'm not a sort of person that would just go out for no reason, because I am a stay home person even from before, and therefore, so people don't really see me out there. You know, you don't really get to bump into me because I'm a homebody. But I'm glad you feel like warm towards me. You know, you guys find that, you know, when we interact, when you speak to me, you know, it's real, it's authentic, because that is what I want to be, real, you know. Yeah, maybe with the persona you see on stage, that is Sheila Majid, the brand, the singer. So macam kat atas stage tu macam untouchable lah konon, kan? Mariah Carey lah konon, kan? But when you meet me as a person, you know, I'm Sheila Majid, the person. And I'm actually somebody very low profile. That's why, maybe that's why people are still interested. Because they don't really get to see me much out there. I don't know. What do you think?
To me, Sheila, it's your personality. Your personality that you brought forward from the beginning until today. I would prefer, you know, when you idolize a singer or a musician or any artist, is that not many too much of blabbering gossips, wrongdoings. These are things that whereby you get affiliated with. So over the years, growing up, listening to the music, you know, you don't have a lot of controversial stories on your end. No, you don't put yourself in hot soup. That's why it makes people comfortable, people like me, comfortable to listen, to go to your concerts, to enjoy and all this. Yeah. So to me, that's what makes you great. That's all.
Oh, thanks, Joey. But hey, didn't you guys see the new gossip? I'm supposed to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
I've been giving tips to people to become millionaire.
That's
right.
Dalam diam, kan?
Mengarut. I'm glad to know that, you know. But when I put myself in this business, as I grew up, you know, as I went on, I realized that I have a following. And, you know, when you have a following, you have that responsibility to be exemplary. And then I am Malay and I am Muslim. And therefore, I have, you know, we do have our restrictions and we do have our boundaries. and that we need to take care of, kan? So, I'm already in this business that is surrounded by a lot of dark stuff, you know, like alcohol and late nights, nightclubs, smoking, all those dark stuff. So therefore, and people, when they talk about music, they always say, music is bad. But I don't think so, because if you take all that dark things out of that and just take the context of music on its own, you know, it can be a positive vehicle, especially for the youth. You can put good lyrics, good positive lyrics into it. So I want to be an artist that is exemplary. And especially once I have my children, you know, kita bukan Mat Saleh. We cannot be like the Western too much, like, you know, do things because, like, we have our tradition, you know, we have our culture. And especially the religion as well, that we need to be mindful of. So, therefore, I'm glad you think that I have been a good example as an artist to my fans lah. Alhamdulillah, I'm glad. Thank you.
May I interject?
Yes, yeah. Mustafa, go ahead.
Hello, Sheila. Selamat berpuasa and selamat berbuka juga.
Sama-sama.
Okay. I think we are in the same angkatan, age-wise as well. I've been following you since your first album, Dimensi Baru. So, That's probably the take to actually know my age also. And the best part about your being an artist is your songs always have an aftertaste.
Good aftertaste, I hope.
Yep. good aftertaste in the sense that that aftertaste has actually become, I think, a regional one where you could be enticed. Even the Indonesian song writers are wanting to work with you ever since in 1980s. So that's where I think you created that world-class singers in Malaysia, and they are willing to work with you, and they also wants to do your song in their own language, just like you are doing, like Vina Panduniwata's song, yeah. Dia also. So basically, I think you created the echelon where you are actually not just Malaysian singer, but you are actually a regional singer, and hopefully become a world-class singer as well, just like Whitney Houston. So I think congratulations to you for all these 30 years that you have been. And I think the songs that you do are actually, to me now, has become timeless, just like probably hopefully become like P. Ramli, where it's timeless. And those tunes will actually linger in our minds and in our lips. And I think that's for all, Mustafa. Yep.
I do hope so. Thank you, Mustafa. In fact, actually, that has always been the main criteria when I do my music. You know, at the end of the day, we want to do something that's artistic. I mean, show our artistic creativity. And therefore, we must always try and strive for excellence. Because kita nak bagi orang beli, kan? And I have always been very particular in my products, in the music that I give out to people. And alhamdulillah, even people outside Malaysia, even the Japanese, they don't even understand a word of Malay, but they can still accept the music that I was doing. And that goes to show, kan, music is universal. It can just touch anyone, move anyone, whatever language it's in. So, itulah dia. So this is the example that I'm trying to show the industry. You know, when we do something, we've got to really strive for it. It's not just about, nak menang award ke, you know. Some people are doing music just because they have to come out with that song within this phase of months to be eligible to enter into a certain award, or, you know, those kind of things. I find, you know, it's going to hamper the creativity of your art, because your priority is something else. So as you can see, my albums come out like, yeah, really, like, macam, you know, you have to wait so long before I come out with another album. I don't churn out an album every year. That's the reason being also because I want you guys to savor, to actually, go through one album inside out, from cover to cover, learn the song. Because I think that if I were to come up with an album every year, then it's easily forgettable. You know, you'll be like, every year there's an album, and then lagu tu macam tak ada something yang menarik, that is appealing, because it is all sounding the same. You know, so these are the things that I would like to macam educate not only the people in my industry, not only the young artists, but also to the listeners, to listen to good quality music. But I find that the appreciation of art today in Malaysia has really gone down, you know, and it's sometimes a bit disappointing for me, tapi it doesn't mean that I'm giving up. I'm still going to do as how I have always done. And hopefully, the young ones will look at it. This is being professional. Like.
Akhila, since you mentioned that you're asking why we are still a fan of you, I think it's very simple. And I to be honest, I had a celebrity crush on you when we were
younger.
I mean a lot. I think a lot of us are. So eventually, when I grow older, I start to appreciate your music, you know, and I start to appreciate your songs, and I start to learn more about this singer called Sheila Majid, and when I learn more about you, I feel that you're a very real person. You're not just a singer. You're very real. You're very humble. You can sing very well. You have good vocals, and your music is just perfect. You know, timeless, like what Mustafa said. And on top of that, you always sing the right notes, do the right songs, and that's why I feel that you are very genuine in carrying out yourself as an artist, and that's the reason why. I'm still a big fan until today. I think that's the reason why we are still a big fan until today.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much.
Wasn't that interesting to be able to hear from Sheila Majid herself asking us, the fans, why we're still in love with her music 40 years into her career? But wait, here's a little bit of a teaser just to entice you to come back for our next episode.
When I listen to my older albums today, I feel like cringing. Because I sound like Minnie Mouse gonna check it.
Well, you definitely don't want to miss the next episode. But you know what you shouldn't miss also? Celebrating our fourth Planet Sheila Majid anniversary on Clubhouse on March 23rd, 2025. To learn how to do it, just go to the website, planetsheilamajid.com, and click on the Join Us menu. Until the next one, to quote Sheila Majid herself, may music keep us together.